We are continuing our Shurim on Ototzchaim. We are now on Shah Ot Zun Perek Vav. Ot Zun Perek Vav in Etzchaim. It's called actually Ha'oros Amoichim. Different. That's in Etzchaim. It's in Shalom at Gimel. Now we're doing.
Does that actually mean the same thing?
Yes, same Perek, but it's a different name. So that's on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis in the old edition in Matuk Midrash Chalik Beis is Tafkuf Nun Aleph. So here we go. We're going to start about. He's going to discuss in this share. We're going to speak about the different patsufim, which enable the metzias of different matonas, as he calls them. That's the Gemara Tanis actually. Matonas called the bear, the man, and the aniyah kovod. How did they come about? These are nisim. They came out for Klal Yisrael during the Midbar, and he's going to discuss what's the shorish of these tremendous nisim that were there b'shata. So he says, Hine, Kasha mesu do hamidbar v'yakumu b'neihem tachteim asher nichnusu le'eretz Yisrael ad nitbat la shur harishon asher haita simucha lezah v'hem do hamidbar. So just remind us ourselves that we have a whole slew of patsufim over here. So let's start from the left hand side and go towards our right. So on the left, extreme left, on the back of Zah, let's say this is Zah, on the back of Zah you have Rochel, which is a very small patsuf compared to Zah. In the front of Zah, let's say it's Zah now, this is the front of Zah. So in front of Zah you have a patsuf over here called Dor Midbar. And to the right of him, in front of him, you have another Patsuf called Yaakov. So again, you have Rochel, Leah's up here, by the way. So you have Rochel, here's Zah, Dor Midbar, and then Yaakov.
This is throughout time, or just at that
time?
We'll
speak about that. It's a good point. We'll speak about it. So the Dor Midbar, besides Dor Midbar being exactly in front of Zah, to the right of the Dor Midbar and to the left of the Dor Midbar, Balakson he calls that. Balakson, to the Lakson, so let me do this way that people can see it. Balakson, we're going like an angular way. So here's Dor Midbar, here's Zah. You're going to have the two Matas. One's called Mate Moshe, one's called Mate Elohim. We found these psukim, they tell us different names for them. Sometimes Mate Stam. So Moshe Rabbein used these staffs. We think of it as only one, but Api Kabbalah is actually two different staff, two different koichos that he did use for different things.
Is this Dor Midbar corresponding to Rochel? No. I mean, is it the same level?
Yeah, same level, she's there.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I mean, if you go straight through, as it were.
Yeah.
It's not higher, lower, really.
So, after the, we know the Dor Midbar, after the various chatoim and the maraglim, the whole Dor Midbar had to die. They weren't zoiche to go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the entire generation has to pass away. Therefore, their source of the roots in Shemayim also go back into source, go back into where they came from. And where they came from, where their paths of Dor Midbar, which was responsible for all the neshamas there in the Midbar, all those neshamas had to die, right? And that Patsuf, which was responsible for the Shoroshim, went back into the Yisod De'Abba. The Yisod De'Abba was responsible for forming that, but now it was rendered useless, that Patsuf, so it went back into source.
Those neshamas, the Maisa, carry on through the doors.
Yeah, the misgalgil and they come through different sinoiros.
So they're not destroyed.
No, it isn't destroyed. So they passed over. That's the lashon. So they passed over into the next world, into the right. They were nifter. Kids, nifter doesn't mean you destroy. It just means you have to go through a sequence of gilgulim and come in different forms in order to mistake what you did. The matas as well. After Moshe Rabbeinu passed away himself, the matas were no longer in use. Okay, so therefore it comes out you have Rochel, Zah, a space now, and you have now the path of Yaakov. You have a space over here. That space is going to be the space for the bear in the middle. So the right hand side is going to be the Anane HaKavod, the Shosh, in fact, the Shosh, the Ruchni for these things. And on the left hand side to the bear is going to be the Shosh for the Man.
Yeah, but this gap is only after Moshe, etc., the bear, etc., has gone as well. All, the bear, the Man, etc., only in the Midbar.
They were overlapping. They were also overlapping. The Dor Midbar also had the Anani cover.
You know, when the Dor Midbar died, so that therefore
that's a good point.
Created the space, so therefore the three have also gone.
One thing,
the Mon, etc., isn't there anymore.
Right, let me just rephrase your question. So that means that if the way we're setting it up over here, so you have the Dor Midbar over here, when it passes away, I'm telling you, then the bear came. But that's not true. In our history, we know, the Pesukim can tell us that the bear. And the bear and the Dor Midbar were there, B'shas Maisers. Should have been theoretically two Patsu from there in front of Zah. The bear and the Dor Midbar. Right? You agree to that?
No, what I said is the wind.
But is that true or not? Gap. Is that true or not?
Well, this gap that's being created, which that they're going to be filled.
Yeah.
Yes, they went away at the same time as Dor Midbar. They were all four left at the same time.
Yeah, but it came back. Oh. Okay, there are two Kufas. The Dor Midbar. And the Benehem that came up from the Dor Midbar, there was Zorcha to go into Eretz Yisrael.
Right, so when they were in they
were also Dor Midbar. They're also part of that generation in the Midbar. But this wasn't the original. You understand? It's two.
It's Dor Nichnas Baaretz.
Right, okay. Call it Dor Nichnas Baaretz and Dor Midbar. But it's all Bechalan Dor Midbar. Bechalan. Right? So we're going to have an overlapping time. When this passes away and this comes, we'll explain as we go along. I just want to set up the psuki, set up the pasuk and the vayla. But that's what we see in the, that's what we see that Arizal talking about. That's basically what's going to happen. Those three pasuk are going to go away, which is again the Dor Midbar and the two matas. Those two pasuk and those three pasuk all together. That's called shura rishoina, because it's the first shura as opposed to Yaakov, it's the shura shnia. So Zah, Shura Rishoyna, Shura Shnia, Shura Rishoyna will disappear, and then a new Shura Rishoyna will appear, which is the bear, the man, and the Anani HaKavod. Okay, we'll see how this fits in the Pesukim as well. So let's go back. So Keneged Shlosha Avedas, which we just spoke about, the three missing Patsufim, Elo Nitzel Ha'em Shlosha Matanos Toivos, Vehem Bear, Man, V'Anani HaKavod, L'chein Nikroim, the Gemara says, Tanis Davtes, Matonis. Let's call them Matonis. Okay, Matonis Chadoshes. Again, right there. Even though we had these Matonis beforehand, the bear Miriam was there before. Shastin. What do you think they drank in the Midbar the whole time? The Dor Midbar was drinking from that. Chadoshes meaning it came beschus somebody else. The Hangul. Miriam, beschus Miriam came the bear. But then she passed away.
And the bear went too.
Bear went too. But they still had water coming after that.
Only until they were in Eretz Yisrael.
No, before that. They hit the rock, remember? Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah, fine. They had mayim.
Oh, okay, that's also called bear. That's also called bear.
Fine, I don't mind, but the point is that they were in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the door was masalik.
No, it's not just 1 second. It's 40 years. It's 40 years. They were masalik already in 39 years. That's what he read. It's 39 years of the past. There was one extra year there. But the new generation, and Nichnosim La'aretz, did not go in the Aretz yet. And they also needed water, though. So therefore, they had to come with a new bear. To be a new bear that developed over there. That was B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, not Miriam. Miriam passed away. Okay, so that's what he's talking about. Chadosh is meaning that they were Mechadish through a new person. Before it was Aaron, Mechadish and Anekovod, and then it came B'schus Moshe. That was the Chidshus. Bear was Miriam, and it was mechadish invited by Moshe Rabbeinu. So, because Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicher to mechadish three new, and he had covered and bear and the man actually went and came back as well. I think so. Yeah. So that's the chiddush. That's what he's talking about. That's the shot over here. Hem matonos chadoshes. Va'ol nam lo chozlu sholosh matonos elu b'mokom sholosh oros acheros arishores shenitbatlu. Rag bechinas aber levad omdu b'mokum Dor Midbar. So again, Dor Midbar goes away, and then you have the patsuf of the bear. Aval aman v'anan ekovod lo he'iru b'mokum shayu tchila shnei matos and nitzkam le'er k'mo shizbay b'inyan be'azot Hashem. Seems to be contradicting what I just told you. I told you the Zah, there's the bear, and to the right of it is the Anenei HaKovod, to the right, and then to the left of it, so that's to the right, and then to the left is the man. He's saying that's not true, because we'll see, there's a difference between standing by a lakson and standing with Sido. Alright, so the Anenei HaKovod and the bear, the Anenei HaKovod and the man are mamish flush with Za. Here's Za, and then right to the right you have the Anenei HaKovod, and then you have the man flush to it. Mashenken, the two matas were by Alaksa. By Alaksa. So he said the bear stood in the place of the Vamid in the Dor Midbar, but the Patsufim of the matas were not replaced by the Anenei HaKovod, the man, but rather they were in different locations, as they explain later on. So let's just understand how did the bear come about. So we know it's Buschus Miriam. Now let's get a bit more technical. So the Maskir Shalom explains very nicely. The way it happened was the bear Maskir Shalom. The Maskir Shalom. He explains as follows. And he's got himself all on the Arizal over here. So the Maskir Shalom explains that the bear came to Schus Miriam. Okay, that's Pshat. Apisoid, it was created through the Ashpa coming from Ima. The Ashpa coming from Ima. Okay? Her school was Miriam had to do with it. Miriam was able to schlep out the Hashpa from Ima out of Zah, because Ima goes into Zah and then comes out from the Asod of Zah. She was able to schlep that out and bring that out and create what's called this Mitzias of Bear. That was her school. Okay? Later on, we'll see that Moshe Rabbeinu took over, but he did it in a different orphan. But that's how it came about. So it was b'schut her. Now, we have to understand that this Hashpah of Ima goes down, and it's really allocated for Rochel, because Rochel takes the Hashpah, remember, here's Rochel in the back. So Ima, really, I want to allocate this for Rochel. So it's a little bit of taking away the Hashpah was allocated for Rochel, taking to the front of Zah, and that's creating, technically, that's going to create technically the Paltzuf of the bear. Okay. With that Ekdoma, let's read inside now. The Tamadova, Lefi. Now, why is the bear standing pumped where the Dor Midbar is? Because the bear who b'china sela, shehi rochel nukva deza. The kasher kam hador sheni. This is what we were talking about before, right? It's the Dor Midbar, the Dor Sheni, which is Nichnas La'aretz. The Dor Sheni calls in. Shalev Ne'ema Vashat Chukas Vayavu Kol Ha'edah V'Midbar Tzin B'Chodesh Rishon. That's when they're coming through the Midbar. This is a new generation, and they started complaining. That's when Miriam died. The Talmud Shom Miriam. V'Yitzma Shom Ha'am L'Mayim. And there, that's actually in Parshas, Chukas is actually Parshas B'Shalach, is changing. I don't know why he's doing that. But there, you see that whole Parsh over there, as they're coming out, they decide that they're very, very thirsty. Very, very thirsty. But who kitchila haya nimshach zeh shefa ma'ara anika dor midbar. Now, the water that they supported themselves was coming from which source originally? The original bear actually came from Abba. And that created the ganze dor midbar. Dor midbar was created from the yesod of Abba. Va'ashotu me'mei ha'shefa mi'be'a hu va'teshta eda ubi'ira va'ad ne'ma ha'shir ha'saber az yashir Yisrael. There's a shir that they sang together.
Have you jumped?
I don't think I've jumped, no. Yeah. Let's repeat. V'ka'ashen is batla. Ha'matav kuf nun gimel. V'ka'ashen is batla v'nit alma Shchoshem Yesod Abba Toch Zah. So what happened was, I think you're right, I think I did miss out that paragraph. Now, he explains as follows. V'kashen itbatla v'niz alma b'shchosha b'yesod Abba b'toch Zah. That means, the Dor Midbar all died, all of them. And therefore, the part of the Bar Midbar wasn't needed anymore. Therefore, it went back into the Yesod Abba. Okay. That Tzom Adamayim, therefore there was no bear, because bear also, the bear, all the parts of bear also came from there. That's Tzom Adamayim, there was no water for them. כי לא היו שם מאותם האורה, רק מבחינת זה רוחל שאימם. Now,
why is the son? Because that was the seller.
She was the seller, right? And she is the bear. She's going to be the new bear, okay? Not the original bear.
We're talking about real water here, or something like
that. Real water. I love it. Yeah. Looking at a lot of yachts and
things. No. This is like this.
Okay. No, but this is our spa. No, this is not mine. This is a hash bar.
Exactly. Right.
This is the call it what you want, energy or whatever you want to call it.
My mukhni, whatever.
Oh, alright. That's what they call my nukvi, my duchim. You've heard those musogim, I hope.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, but hutzru letaken et rochel nukva diza. Now why all of a sudden Rachel, what's Rachel have to do with it? Because Rachel is now going to be responsible for the new water, the new shefa that they need. So therefore they have to miss asik in focusing it and mechavening to misaken that patsuf. Now the rule is that in order to get shefa from on top to bottom, you need a zivug. So therefore they have to build up the parts of Nukva, like we always do. Parts of Nukva has to be built up. She has to go in front of Zah, and then once she goes in front of Zah, she has to make a zivug, and then finally we're going to get the bare mayim. Okay, that's the shefa coming down. Vin umisham nimshach lahem ha-shefa ha-tzorich lahem. Oh, so that's why there's so much asik in Rochel, because they want the shefa from her eventually. ואז שוטו מבי השפע מבי ההוא ותשת העידו בי ארם ואז נאמר שיר אז בעז אז ישיר ישראל כמו שבא אלי כמן מפירו של פסוקים האלו. Okay, so therefore after they finally got the mine, then they sang the shira. The truth of the matter is that Moshe Rabbeinu's head of hitting the rock instead of speaking about it was able to produce water, but the zivug wasn't made completely. That means when we want a zivug to happen between the Rochel and Zah, we want Rochel to grow up to the size of Zah, right? Grow up from this to all the way this, and then go upon it from that. That means the zivug shalim. Zivuk Shalim. That would be the ultimate. What happened? He hid it. That means he prematured made that the parts of Nukva should come, but she wasn't full height with Zah. They made a Zivuk, they got the Shefa, but it wasn't the ultimate. And that's why he got mad. That's why the Eveshtir wasn't happy with Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why he wasn't Zayich to go to Klal Yisrael.
Surely,
let me just finish off. Therefore, on the day that they sang the Shira, says the Mukubalim, this is the Mefarshim over here, that on the day that they said the Shira Saber, later on in at the end of Parshas Chukas, then that made the path of Oracha shall grow. Then that was the culmination. Then they got the full Shefa over there.
As this is coming through Rochel, shouldn't this be also Yosef Yaakov, not also Yosef Yisrael?
Why was Yaakov?
Because Yaakov's connected with Rochel. Yisrael's connected there.
No.
Obviously not.
You're working with Pshat. Yanuch Rami or Yaakov married two wives, and one of the wives is Rachel. But you have to know there's Zivugim with Rochel and Yisrael, which is also a form of Yaakov. Yaakov changes his name to Yisrael. So you're right, technically, but it's not parts of Yaakov we're talking about, it's parts of Zah, which is called Yisrael, which is a high bechina of those characters called in the Chumash called the actual Rochel.
You mean Yaakov can have shaykhus to Rochel there, just as Yisrael can have shaykhus to Rochel there.
Correct. And those are Zivugim, by the way, we make in three times a day. And Shachas, Mincha, and Maariv, every time we go into a tefillah, that's the reason why we daven three times, is because we're making three different zivugim. In order to misaken the Kelim Pinimi, Kelim Tzoy, Kelim Chitza. Alright, those are more in the Kavanas. But that's what's going on here. Right. V'tchila neva inyan shlosh oros elu. Now we're going to discuss more the depth, the bear, the man, and the Ani Akavu. Each em omdin. Where are they situated, or what is their shorosh, to be more precise? V'hine, nizvay le'el, each yesod de'abo. Meluvash toch yisod ima. We know always that's the rule that the Abba is more pinimi to ima, and they both go into Zah. Beyoisam shneim toch guf de Zah. Excuse me. Vachasodim megulim yotzim yisod ima b'mokom chazit de Zah. And we know the yisod ima go only as far as his chest, and from then on she spews out from her this shefa called the chasodim. It's called the chasodim megulim because her yisod is cut there. Omisham lematehem makifim. Sovin Yisod Del Abba, because Yisod Del Abba continues vital past Yisod Del Ima. He goes all the way past down into the Yisod Del Aza, and then Yisod Del Imar, Sovin, they go around and around the Yisod Del Abba. וגם יזבאל אל כי האורס דאבא הם יוצאים מחוץ לזה ומאירים ביעקב ודור המדבר בדי הפועם לזה. So once the Yisod Abba is firmly established in the Yisod Za, we know the Yisod is only mocking with the Nekev. The Shefa comes pouring out from the Nekev, and again Zah's in front, Dor Midbar over here, and then you have the Yaakov. So the Yisod is going to be putting Shefa into the Dor Midbar, and then right there into the Paltzuf of Yaakov. Okay, goes straight line and mashpia all of them. Shtei Shuros Zulifnim, that's Shur Aleph is Dor Midbar, and then Shur Shni is Yaakov. The Koshur Klula Mishlosha Akeniska, and each one has their three, right? The Dor Midbar will have on the right and left side of two mountains, and Yaakov will have also his three, which is, as we described later, beforehand, is Esav is one of them. And the other parts of which is on the left. Now, Kenizkel El Shem is Baal El Ki Gam B'Shnei Tzidim Mitzad Yamin the Netzar the Zah Mitzad Small the Hod the Zah Yotzim Oretz Luchut Asher Hem B'Chin As a Man that Ani Covered Kamo Shivay B'Zat Hashem. So that's what's going to happen over there. The Shpo of Abba is going to be responsible for creating all these different parts of him. ואיננו כי לכאור לפום ראיתה עלי בדה אמס היה נראה כי כאשר נחלק האור פנימי לחצאים should be theoretically, it's only theoretical, it doesn't actually happen like this, but he's saying theoretically it should happen that when the aur comes out from Abba it should split like this 90 degrees, it should split to right, to the right hand, to the chasodim should take a 90 degree turn to the right and a 90 degree turn to the left. It shouldn't go at all straight. That's what he's proposing over here as a habimim. Because chasadim always associated to the right hand side, the kav yamin. That's the kav of chasadim. The chesed is always on the right, and the gvuos always associated to the left because they always go. They're always dinim was always to the left. So they should take a complete right and left turn, 90 degrees. Inen ki lachol efum reiza. Hayanir ki kasher nichlak ha'or pnim lechatzayim. When the or is coming out, it should be split in half. Yotu also over the betzad yamin the zash go to the right hand. So yivku sham bedoif and the kli the yisod the abba betoch zah betzad yamin shemo. Omisham yatzu luchutz. Vader zeh also shem betzad small yivku al betzad small. They should go to the left. Yotu misham lechutz. Ki kol echad vechad yotu bedera kora vilav. Omnam that didn't happen. Lo haya dovakein. לפשעים היו יוצאים על די הזה היה נמצא שעות נחלקו ויוצא לחוט חציים מצד ימים חציים מצד שמאל וישע יסוד אבא ריק ופונוי מבלי שום ערוע בתוכו ועל ידי כן ישע זה בעצמו בלתי ערע יסוד אבא וגם הדור מדבר יעקב ישע בלתי אורות כי כל האורות יוצאו אל שני צדדים לחוץ נזכר. Okay, the happening is as follows, that if the aura were to take this complete, this sharp right turn and sharp left turn, all the aura would just flow out like an open keli, and there was no stopper, and everything would just flow out, and they would run out. Zah would have no ashpa, Dor Midbar, and Yaakov would have no ashpa. Everything would just flow out with no restraint. Lachei, Hamatzi le'elion, הנה ירבה טבע אור אלו בטבע אחר להפך שלא יוצאו כל אחד ואחד מהם בדרך קרוב אלא בצידו רק להפך ויוצאו למבחר שאור עוד ימין יוצאו בצד שמאל ואור עוד שמאל יוצאו בדרך ימין פירו שהנה היא כי האור זה עומד בתוך יסוד האבא מצד ימין הם עוברים בתוך יסוד האבא בעצמו עד שיגיע בצד שמאל שבו בדויפן השמאל של כלי יסוד ובוקים אותם ויוצאים לחוץ מחוץ העוד וזה לחוץ ועדי על זה האור שמלאים ששמאלים הם עוברים בתוך יסוד האבא עצמו עד שיגיע לצד ימין שבו ובוקים מדופים ימין יסוד האבא ויוצאים מחוץ לצאת וזה לחוץ. So בקיצור, I'll tell you what's happening is it's coming down the יסוד האבא. יסוד האבא is long and straight, it's coming down, and what's happening instead of the chasod they take a right turn and the gvul thing left turn, what's happening? They're crossing over. This is going this way, and this is going that way.
What's making them do that?
Devishter. It says, "V'chein hamatzi le'elyon hineach teva ha'oilus." He put a teva in the oilus that should they should cross over, and he's going to explain the mila to that. The mila to that is that it slows down the oilus and it keeps them behind. Because we all, which is the shepherd just flowing completely out and draining the Soda Abba, but rather this oil is going to act of this oil from coming out, and this oil is going to act of this oil from coming out. You understand? So you're going to have a crossover of oil, but it's going to be much less in each direction, each, and therefore some will be going out and some will be keeping it. That's the mind.
But the right is therefore going to the left, the left going to the right.
Yeah. He'll say in a minute as well, the mingling. So a little bit of that is really going to be going like this, and a little bit of that's going to be going like this as well. Because if they mingle in the middle, in effect, what's happening is that they're mixing up over here. So a little bit of the primarily the left is going to the right, you're right, but also some of the right is also going to the right, and vice versa. Okay? We'll see. Nafka Mina is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron. We'll see in a minute. Now, Obeyoitz al derze, Ein chashash yotzu orot kulam betoch yisod ha'aba yishar reikam. So what we gain from that? We gain from that it's ma'ak of the oil, and therefore the yisod ha'aba will not be left drained out. Lifisho orot hasmolin behiloch chosom litzad yamim he me'akvim et orot hayaminim shelo yotzu ligamri der small. Therefore, not all of it will go out, they are small. Will be cut back. Also, the right ones, when they're going to the left hand side, they'll be stopping the left hand oilers. So we have to be mashbia. They have to be mashbia on the Dor Midbar and Yaakov, but they're going to do that in a minimum way. When Yesod Abba goes out, vaday shehem pogim ba'ot ima ומתערבים בהם ומוצאים אותם גם כן לחוץ עמיים. So besides them mixing together, as I just told you, also you have to understand the Yesod Abba is there, and we said it's inside the Yesod Ima. So if the oil is around the Yesod Abba, so as the Yesod Abba is coming out and being mashpia his lights, besides the fact that they're crossing over his right side, the left side, also mingling with the oils of Ima, which is there as well. That's important prats. Venimza kifize ki orza yaminim de abba motzim et ha orot smallim de ima bitzat small dezam. So her oilers are masudar, right? Her oil on her right hand side is on her right, and ima's left oil is on the left. But abba is going crossway, so his right is going to hit her left, and his left is going to hit her right. Shu mechutz leho dezam. The oil is small in the abba, motzim et orot yamin in the ima, bitzad yamin de zam. Shu mitzad netzal de zer. Benimsa ki or the abba machlif im imkom. Abba will be machlif, one to the other. Abba oz ima, yotzim kolacham kifima koma. Ima is going to be straight, yashar yashar. Okay, well, be our time, era hitchalfo to orot abba, bitzetzam luchut. And the reason is, and he said to ma'akiv the oil in order that it shouldn't spill out. But there's another reason as well. Another advantage for this hichlaftus that the Abba is having. Od yesh tam acher, vehu ki beyois oros oros Abba mitchalafim, hayaminim yotzim der small, smallim derech yotzim derech yamin, nimsa shema'arvim yachad kulam v'nechlolim yamin b'small v'small v'yamin. Becholos kulam yotze derech yamin. That's what I told you beforehand. This is the second advantage, is that not only the ma'ak of each other, but also there's ma'arav. So you have a little bit of both, best of both worlds to the right, best of both worlds to the left.
It's not kilkul.
We do that all the time. You have dinim and you need a little chesed. You don't want anything faket. If anything, this is miyachet things together. We want a shavah b'shavah, a world which is not kulu dinim, nothing. We don't want a world which is kulu chesedim either. We want to work for our efforts. Therefore, the ultimate is to have the perfect mix. V'hine elu ashtei oros yotzezu mitoch netzach dezam. Vezu mechut lehodeza. Kom to realize that all the oils will be funneling equally to the netzah, that means to the right hand side of zah, and equally to the left hand side, which is the hoze zah. Therefore, hen bechinas haman. Therefore, we've now got the perfect ingredients to create what's called the nes, which is called the man, and the nes, which is called anina kofet. Shinitnam li Yisrael b'midbar. Okay, the Baltics. Now you know how to create man in anina kofet. The einan on the bechinas alakson, like I told you beforehand. That's the matters. And there must be on the b'shtei matters sheyotzim b'shnei tzidei ador midbar bechinas alakson. Vehem b'tzad panim deza. Aval elu, when we talk about the anina kofet and the man hashnayim the elu hashnayim hem man anina kofet hem shnei tzidei deza yamin small shtei mechut netzach v'hor. They're going to be exactly right and left to the dor midbar. Well, to the bear actually, because dor midbar has passed away. And as opposed to the matzahs, which were more by alaksan, the raya is in, and kilo he has to prove it to us. But he's bringing a geshmak a raya here that they are not in the same place as the matzahs. The raya is in shalayav is mashal mikaymim shnei matzahs. While Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive, and he was still using these matzahs to create to do these nisim and niflos. Hayu gam ken bechinas man v'nane kovod. Right, as soon as they went out from Mitzrayim, when did the Ananu Kovod came? Straight away. And he still had the matzahs. So you can't say the matzahs, which are balaksan, and the Ananu Kovod are also balaksan. It can't be. You can't do two patsufim at the same place. Elamai. The two matzahs were balaksan, and the two other patsufim, the man and Ananu Kovod, must have been betzidezah. That's his proof. Rag b'shebeshei tzidia zah. So if sheyu ba'alaksa b'mokom shnei matas, rag b'shnei tzidia zah, yim small mamish. V'sham nishol tamid av la'achish in batu l'shnei matas. So they never moved, even though the matas went away. On the bear who mamish b'tzad panim d'zah b'mokom she'ayitim b'tchilas ha'oras ador midva mamish. But the bear mamish took the kivun of mul d'zah. Where we explain that she's the seller, as you said before, she's a seller, she is the source of that seller, she's the rachel, which is in the back of Zah, she creates this new bear. So that was the Makim Patish. She was a short. Then when she went in front, she became not only the shorsh of it, but she actually became the bear. Well, right, it's still the shorsh. Oh, matzor leida ki ata bechazeros uponim beponim nitzos ba'aros acheos. Now, the fact that Rachel, remember, his zah, Rachel is back to back. Now, what she's going to do is go 360 degrees and go ponim beponim. Well, as she's turning around, she's going to start absorbing all the lights which are going around zah. Okay, that's the ashpav abba, ashpav ima going around zah. So that's the nitosif. She didn't have them when she was in the back. While she was still ach ba'ach, not achakach, but it's ach ba'ach. Haisa lokachas ha'oros yesod de'ima. Om de mitzad ach de'zah. So what did she receive to nurture while she's still in the back de'zah? She only received the achoraim de'ima. So before she was taking the tzad achoraim the ima, and now she's taking the panim the ima. Pirush ki hinei. This is a very crucial line here. Ki hinei oros a yotzim yisod the abba the panim the za pogim ima oros ima omdom b'tzad panim the za. So you could just imagine the oros of zar punching through zah. The oros of yisod the abba. Yisod the abba is coming through the oros and the punching into leaving Zah, but as they're leaving Zah, they're connecting with the oilers of Ima, so they're mixing together, so they have the powerful Shefa of the Yisoda Abba pouring out, mixing together with the Panim of Ima, and that is going to go connecting with Rachel as she's positioning herself in front of Zah. Both of those are shpal, as nasis bechinas bear. Okay, that's going to create the mitzvah bear. that combination of oils. Vihine, kasher ba oil ze ima shayu nitnam l'rachel biyois ba'ach chozim u'misavivim letzet at der point. So all that, even the oils, the ach are going to come back in front. Vihine hem misavivim sevivois yisod the abba. It's repeating himself again. We have the mixture of the oils of ima with the oils of abba. Omni mitzad panim. V'gam beder sivuvam. Sorry. Me'alv v'kol ha'orot ha'omni mitzad b'shnei tzidei azah. So on all sides, he's surrounded by these oils, and they're all being collected by the fact that this is happening. The rochel is going in front of zah. V'nimtza ki be'etz. Says ha'orot, that means as the ima's oils are coming out, they're upon him the zah, she's coming out, the oils of ima. Hem koilim orvim mikol alba bechinas ha'orot upon him the ach, shebishneit side the zah, sit studim. Or bechol alba ruchos elu yotzim de upon him the zah, benasin bechinas air. So imagine the shefa of ima's coming down. And now she takes the direction of Achorayim to funneling her Sheva to Rachel. And now she's now turning with Rachel, she's funneling towards the front of Zah, collecting all the oils of Abba as well, and all the four Kivunim, and then funneling all that powerfully through the Ponim of the Yesod de Zah. Venoda on Tafkuf Samach base. Venoda ki ha'oros the elu hem. It's a mistake over here. Should be there's a different girsa. It's Tiferes. All these oils are found in the Tiferes of Zah mechazu lematzah, because that's where the Tiferes is by the chazu lematzah. Those are all where these heilige oils of Ima are found. Kasher mit kabitzim yachad b'kol arba ruchosav haniskarim arvim yachad, and that's where they gather along, and that's where they all mingle along, the oils of ima with the oils of abba, and all these different oils all around. V'hine achar kach hem yoldim yisod dezah, they all go down. He's sort of repeating himself in the different words. They all funnel down to the yisod dezah. V'misham bokim yotzim l'chutz v'nichnasim b'das derachel. So what he's adding over here is that it's going to hit the das derachel from the yisod, because the das derachel is pumped in front of the yisod dezah, because the yisod the abba zah is much higher. So his yisod is going to get her das. V'mechavim mamish can get yisod dezah kenodah. It's sort of a steal we saw beforehand that her yisod is connected. His yisod. Here he's saying the yisod of Zad connected. The das, a little bit of steal. So there are yeshuvim to this. Now let's continue. Vehine nisba shlosh oros elu shem ber man ve'anekav. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, we've explained now this shorosh of all these tremendous nisim that happen in the midbar. Erchem is yachesim el dor sheni asher nichnasu la'aretz lifi sheheina hem ha'oros ima asher mehem nasu shlosh bechinas nizkoros ve'ela shehem yotzim al yedei ha'oros abba shegormim lahem letzet l'chutz kenizkar le'er. So that's a fundamental difference that what they had before, and this is what we're discussing at the beginning of this year, of what they had afterwards. Before, the Dor Midbar also had the Anan covered, and they also had the Man, but rather it was coming through a different source. It was coming through the source called Yisod de Abba Levad. The Nafkamina, that the next door, which is also part of the Dor Midbar, is called the Dor Yoytze La'aretz, that they also had the Anan covered and the Man and the Bear, but that was coming through the also the Yisod de Abba, but mingling with the oils of Ima. That's the big nafkamina. So it was a different sug, bare different sug, shlosh matanos. Okay, that's what he's pointing out here.
So what happened to the this part of when they actually were nichnas la'aretz?
What
disappeared?
Yeah, no, doesn't say it disappeared. No, there's no mention that it disappeared per se. But we'll see later on. Later part can speak a little more about that. We know with Moshe's keneged he was chus the man. Aaron was keneged. That's right. Moshe keneged the man. Aaron keneged the Anei HaKovod, and Miriam keneged the bear. Now we know it was b'schus the shlosh tzadikim. Now, ve'achar kach chozru shlosha b'zchut Moshe levad, kemo she'omru, because Aaron, Miriam passed away, and Aaron passed away, and after became, they still had Mayim in the Midbar, and they still had the Anir HaKovod. So that's the so Chazal tell us, kemo she'omru Chazal, which is the Chazal ואיננו כי הנה נסבר אצלנו איך משה ואהרון שניהם הם בחינס יסוד האבא. Now the show של הנשומס, הרגע הנשומס, it came from יסוד האבא, which was tremendously high. כי מה שקורא זה כי משה, sorry, גמטרי זה 184 קפת and קסה together, so it's 184 plus Kasa, which is 161, so 184, 161 is 345. That's the Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he's going to explain, what does that mean, Kapad and Kasa? Kapad, he says, is the Achorayim, the Yesod Abba, Mimiluim Yudim. Okay, so it's a long Shem, it's a Yudvav Dalet, and then Yudvav Dalet Ke Yud, Yudvav Dalet Ke Yudvav Yudvav, Yudvav Dalet Ke Yudvav, Yudvav Ke Yud. So it's a long stretched out Ab, but it's Ab Bimiluim. Okay, Bimiluim, but also it's Viribua, it's called Ba'achoraim. Okay, that's the Kapat Chelek of Moshe Rabbeinu. And also, what's the Kasa Chelek? That's the Ekedi Yudim. Ekedi Yudim is Aleph Lamed Pei K Yud Vav Yud Vav K Yud. That's Eke Bimilu. That's all Eke. Eke Biyudim. That describes the Ponim, the Yisod Ima. So it's a combination of the Achraim of Abba and also a combination of the Ponim, the Yisod Ima. Okay, let's keep that information. Now Aaron also came from the Yisod Abba, but he was made out of a different Shorash. His Shorash was Ab Kapad. Ab, as we know, that's the, well, you can have the Ab of straight Ab, or you can have the Ab which is Ba'achorayim. The Ab is just Gematria 72. So he was Ba'achorayim Pshuti, and the Kapad Chelik of his Neshama was the Ba'achorayim Milud the Yudim, which was similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron shared the same source, which was Yisod Abba. And the rise that they all both had the kapad there, but they differentiated that Moshe Rabbeinu had an additional element of ima, and Aaron did not. So they were the same, but not the same. Hine anu motzim kusha achas b'divrei Rav Seinu zichronam livracha ki pam achas matzino b'divreim shemoshe b'tzad netzach v'hod shemoshe b'netzach and Aaron b'hod. We have a conflicting opinion in Chazal, in different Chazal, all different types of Chazal. Where was Moshe? Is he Keneged Netzach? And was Aaron Keneged Hod or vice versa? Now, do you know where that state? Where does it say that? He says, Kemosh Kosov Baal Hoshanas B'yom Hoshana Rabba. Now, if you look in the Hoshanas, in Hoshana Dalet, it says in part of the Pesukim there, the Baal Hoshana says that Moshe is Keneged Netzach. And Hokafa Chamishi is mentioned that Aaron's Keneged Hoyt. Do you recognize that?
It's not. I didn't have the Sfadi.
Okay, very good. So here's a guy that here they would have made Hoshan as the Sfadi, right? Eidus and Mizrach. They had Hoshanas, which are completely different the Hoshanas and Ashkenazi. So our company.
The Zachary?
Yeah, completely different, yeah. So I think there's some similar, but according, so this is according to the Nusach Asfadi, that a Kafa Shnia, a Kafa Dalit, it says before the Baal Hashana says that Moshe is a Netzah, means it's on the right hand side, and it says Aaron is on the left hand side. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know he was a Levi. Now Levi's Kenegish, who small Kav Hod, Levi, the Baal Gvura, right? He went to war, killed 3,000 men. They are all on the side small, right? That's hot. Aaron shu Kohen, Kohen's kav that we know it's kiyudu is kav yamin benetzah. So there's the conflicting chazals. Okay, so which one is it? So where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Where's Aaron? Aval safik ze izbar kiniskel el ba shaolsa hayaminim yesod yotzei the tzad small, but all smallim yotzei the tzad min. Remember we spoke about this. Remember? We said that the oils that are coming from Abba are being crossed over for multiple purposes. V'nimsa k'moshe klul yamin small. Remember, we also said that they are mixed together. V'chein ala, which is principally on the left hand side, he is mixing with the right as well. V'chein ala klul mishneyim. This is what it says. This is pshat in the Zohar. Zohar parshas ve'era al posuk who Aaron v'Moshe, who Moshe v'Aaron. So you see that the Zohar says lo Moshe shkulim hem le'achlo la'mayim be'esha ve'esha be'mayim v'haven zeh. So mayim is included in the fire is included in the mayim. So you see that the Moshe and Aaron were shkulim echad l'sheni because they had both a mix of each other. Omer ani misupik, says Rav Chaim Vital, I'm misupik though. Esha shemati mogli zal eze mishneihem ikro b'yamin ve'eze b'smol. But nevertheless, we still have to establish which one's the ikro, which one's the tofel. Is Moshe on the right hand side or is he on the left hand side? Let's find out. She says the nearly an is that is Shematihu, so he thinks he remembers from the Arizal that is as follows. Kihine Benidas Moshe hu Godol Ma'al. We know that Moshe was old, he was Godol. He's the leader of the generation. Iko biyamina biyasod biyasod mamish. He was Iko on the right hand side, baby. But Khenu Chos Bemidas and Netzach Omer biyamin. That's the, like the Baal Shanas is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the right hand side. He's connected Netzah. Umitzad Yamin Ze Nimshach Haman, the man Shaya Beschut Moshe. We know the man is on this Chus Moshe. Aval Yotze Venita Besmol Kenoida Shemizoynus Mitzad Small. We know again the crossing you saw the Abba. So you're right that Moshe Rabbeinu is on the right hand side. Ah, he was. The man was zoichet. We were zoichet to the man b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, but the man is mitzad. He says mitzad small. B'sod kashim mizoynas shel odem kiches yamsuf shmehem mitzad din v'gvura. So how can it be that the man is b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu if he's on the right hand side, which is connected chesed? The man is connected gvura. Teretz says again the mixing, this mingling of oilers coming up. He saw the Abba. So Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama kilu was spurred out to the right and left hand side. That's miyash of the Chazal. That sometimes he says he's on the right hand, sometimes on the left. He had both bechinas.
Yeah, but the shadow was which is the ikka.
The ikka is on the right. The ikka is on the right.
Yeah, but the ikka is diff.
No, the ikka no. The ikka is he's on the right hand side, which is chesed. Right.
That's the ikka neshama.
A little of the trickling is he trickles off. Some of the neshama trickles over the left hand side enough to make the bechina of the man, which we're zarchet to, which is keneged the panosa, which is keneged the gvur. The omem Aaron, he had the opposite. His ikka was to the left, right? He was the ikka to the left. Aaron, who is small, but you saw the Aaron. Chen chosu b'midas ahoyz. He's ahoyz, right?
Understand that these Aaron was Aaron chesed and everything else.
Excuse me.
Very Aaron the Kohanim, all very much to the right, not the left.
Aaron says the Baal Hashanas in Hakafa Chamishi was keneged the ahoyz. So he's giving pshat. He's giving. He's being miyashiv the steel. The Baal Hashanas says the Aaron was on the left hand side. Okay, for every time she here. So, you're right, he had qualities to the right, we'll say in a minute. But his main quality, he's pointing out, was like the Baal Hashanas, that said that Aaron was on the left hand side. B'smol, the Yisod Abba. Lachen chosim midas ahoyt. That's why he's keneged, Aaron's keneged hoyt. Ha'om b'smol, the Yisod Abba. O'mimenu nimshach ani ha'kovod. Now, the ani ha'kovod, like you were saying now, they're chesed. The chasodim, right, the ganze Indian of Sukkot is the chasodim are coming down, the Eibshter was rachamin on us to protect us, that's a chasodim. Ah, he's on the left hand side, make up your mind, that's gvur. Teretz is, he also had this mixture of bechinas over there. Aval yotzu v'nita mitzad yamin, kenoda v'sheva anin ekova hemach bechesed. Hem bechesed, kemo, shekoz b'zor, parashas emo.
Where'd you find in Aaron anything to do with gvur? Anything he ever did? I mean, his whole hus was such.
All right, so he's asking cash on the Baal Hashanas. All right, he's not coming to answer that. Exactly, he's not going to depth exactly why is that. But he's staying. I'm going to state in the early in the Kadmonim that asking the Kohen. All right.
And just what's the Makor?
The Makor? The Makor is the Baal HaShem. It's going to be a Rishon, Chesnes. I don't know where it comes exactly. But the Arizal is quoting, he was 500 years ago, the Arizal, right? If he's quoting the Baal HaShem.
The Chai goes so far as to say is that the
excuse me?
The Rebbe Chai goes so far as to say the Gahanim, as the Mitzvah of
the
Gahanim, they never did Shechita. Only the Levim ever did it. Because they were so much onto the Tajimim.
Sure. Okay. So Chayis Dak, they had a midrash of a Gvur as well. It's not sure. Everybody.
No, had not just had a bechino of it. It's just that by arguing.
Okay. Not the point. The point is that you asking Kasha about Hashanah, you're gonna have to look it up somehow.
Do we have?
Huh?
Do you still say this?
What? Yeah, of course. That's Taka Danus. What we say? Yeah. That arrows on the left hand side is connected to the hoid.
Someone should have this Kasha then by the.
What?
Someone in the Mufoshim. Do you have Mufoshim on your Hashanahs?
Okay, sorry. Let's go right. Let's finish off. But Omer, a bear. Now, that's all to the right and left side. Now, let's get back to the bear, which is Mamish in front of Zah. Omer, a bear who al yedei million. Well, you know, it's chus million. Shas million, right? She also comes from Yisod Abba, right? Like Moshe and Aaron. Shkulim, all of them. She Rachel Nukva de Zah. Now, the new bears can egg in this. Ashpol of that the Heine Miriam, as we said in the Gdama, the shame the Maske Sholem, the Miriam's Chiddush was able to schlep out these oils which was in the oils of Im which were in Rochel, schlepped them out in the front and established a new part of. The Goremes, that means Miriam was Gorem, she called Oisama Oil Shahis Lokasim Achoraim. That was a chiddush. That was the koach of a Miriam, tremendous koach. Everything came about as we explained. All comes from her. Or because Rosam Ponim Ponim Imazai Gama Oyes Niskor Mchozim Deraponim Vizis Social Omer Ovasim Zichronam Livracha Shaber Aya Alidi Miriam. That was the Mila of her. Vine Nizbar Er Shlosha Matones Elu Shem Ber Roman Valenakov Shloshtam Em Haoras Ima. The all come with Sof Kosov. She's a Makan Padish Elish Yotim Alidi Za Ayesod the Abba. You saw the Abba. Pushes the oils of Ima outwards. Now, which is connected, the Yesod the Abba is connected to Moshe. And there's a Hem Al Yedei Shlosha Achim Moshe Aaron and Miriam Kenizka Leel. But the Shlosha Rishon Hashem Dor Midbar Vishnei Matos Hayu Al Yedei Moshe Levado. Ve'acha Shemesu Aaron and Miriam Cholzu Shlosha Besrut Moshe Levado Shu Yesod Shel Abba Kenota. So that means all of them, all the three. Dor Midbar and the two matters was Chuz Moshe Rabbeinu. When all that passed away, then you had a new mitzvah of the bear and the cover of the man was connected Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. And then when the Dor Midbar all passed away, then Moshe Rabbeinu again took the leadership, the strength, and established a new three parts of it. Okay, we'll stop it here for now. We'll continue next time. Shkoyach.